This is Real Talk on Real Estate with Barry Mathis, a show based around a community of homeowners and investors from all walks of life who believe in the value of real estate as a tool for building lasting wealth. Your host has over a decade of experience in real estate in a variety of roles. He has served as a team member and a team leader of high-producing agents, the broker of a regional franchise, and the managing partner of a property management company. He is currently ranked in the top 3% of all local real estate sales agents. Whether you're looking to build long-term wealth with buy and hold real estate or simply flip properties for quick profits, his experience as both a principal and on behalf of his clients gives him a unique perspective about investing in real estate that most agents simply do not have. Above all, he is passionate about real estate and about keeping the conversations real while providing you with the latest market updates, ongoing education, and direct interviews with subject matter experts. Now buckle your seatbelts and hang on for the ride. Here's your host, Barry Mathis.
All right, Sacramento, this is Barry Mathis, and with me in the studio today is Pitt Miller with Vitech Mortgage. And Pitt, say hi to the world.
Hello, world out there. I just want to say to everybody, if you were here in the studio right now, you would see what I'm seeing, and that's Barry has a lot of panache.
Well, I'm not sure what panache means, but I think it's a good thing, and we're going to get cranking on this radio show. I'm just a North Carolina country boy. What do I like? I love me some real estate. I love me some real estate. You know, I love me some chicken wings and barbecue, and I love me some real estate. I've spent the whole morning this morning at a seminar talking to people, not really giving any special tricks or trades, just walking through what we've done in the last 6 months, the different properties, the flips here, the flips there, showing them some pictures before and after. And you know what? This property turned into a buy and hold, and this property turned into this, and this property we did this and we did that. And you know what? It's so exciting because there's so many opportunities. It's never the same. There's always something new to do. You know, we've got tricks for making you sell your house for top dollar. We've got tricks for taking an ugly house and making it pretty. You got tricks for taking it something that doesn't cash flow and make it cash flow. I mean, these are great opportunities that we have in real estate. I don't know any other business or any other industry that has such an equal floor playing for anyone. It doesn't matter what color you are. Doesn't matter whether you're tall, short, ugly, fat. You can get out and do real estate. It's pretty fun.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. That you have panache, you are flamboyant, and you have reckless courage for putting people in the right real estate deal.
Absolutely. And our show today is really about you. It's about you. Do you own real estate right now? It is amazing to me that right now, during some of the biggest opportunities available in the last decade, home ownership rates are dropping dramatically.
Dropping.
They've gone from what was roughly 69, 70%, and they're down in California in the West. They're down actually around 56%, 57%. This is the exact opposite of what should be going on. Everybody out there that can buy a house should be buying a house. It's the time to do it, is to get into the market and make something happen on your own. What else are you going to do? Are you going to trust in the government to take care of you? Are you going to trust in that 401k retirement plan? Are you going to buy into the stock market at an all-time high record? I'm glad for people who've done well in the stock market. That's awesome. But now's the time to take some of those record earnings off the table and the record year that you had in the last 2 years and put it into some real estate. You know, my brother is the head of a major, major company. He's not the head, but he's one of the big mucky mucks, you know, 7, 8, 9 figures. I don't know how big a mucky mucky is, but he's a mucky muck. And he tells me, he says, and I just heard him tell this to someone the other day, if you today take the value of your portfolio, let's say that just for giggles, you have $250,000 sitting in an account somewhere and it's invested in, you know, this, that, and the other stock company, right? The question to ask yourself today is, would you take $250,000 in cash out of your account and go buy those same stocks? Or would you find somewhere else to put that $250,000? At today's values, at today's P&E ratios, with the market that we're looking at, is that what you'd do with your money? Or would you do something else with your money? I'm not going to attempt to tell you what all you should do your money. You need a good financial advisor to tell you that. You need a CPA to sit down and make sure that you're doing it tax effectively. And you probably should have a portion in this and a portion in that and a portion in this. But I'm telling you, real estate belongs in there somewhere. It's a great inflation-adjusted bucket of money that you understand. And that's what's so important about it. Whatever stock you buy, whatever company you buy, listen to the greats. Warren Buffett says, I only buy companies that I understand. I get them. If I can understand them, I can buy them. And if you can't understand what it's doing, if you don't know whether the corporate CEO is flying his mistress to Barbados on your company dollar or not, then maybe you shouldn't invest in that company. I'm not saying all companies do that. I'm not saying all CEOs do that. Not everyone has a mistress. I agree. But you need to know whether your money's being used for good or what it's being used for. So get in the game. Get off your dukas and get in the game. Get out there and buy yourself a house. Interest rates are not going to stay here. You're going to hear my voice 3 years from now, and you're going to look back at this time and say, darn it. How come we didn't do something? How come we didn't call Barry at 916-225-7777? How come we didn't send him an email to get an appointment at barry@realtalkteam.com? How come we didn't call Pitt at
916-300-0451?
Make the call today. Don't do the same thing you did yesterday. 916-225-7777. Barry@realtalkteam.com. I'll meet with you this week. We'll get you in a house next week.